It's a step, or rather a stroll, back in time, coming face to face with a Tyrannosaurus Rex, the formidably armoured Stegosaurus, or maybe a high-crested Triceratops. Just some of the dinosaurs you will meet along the banks of Mission Creek in the grounds of Santa Barbara Natural History Museum. The museum's paleontologist is Jonathan Hoffman.
We're real excited to have these animatronic dinosaurs that really give you a sense of how big they were and even some of the sounds they might have made, while also presenting information that has been newly acquired from the last decade of research. I think there might be a tendency to think that everything we know about dinosaurs was worked out ages ago and nothing new is being discovered. And of course, the opposite is true. We're discovering new dinosaurs every year, as well as new information about how they lived and how they ate and what their world was like. When you think of these huge hulking lizards, I know as a kid, I just consumed dinosaur books. And for me, it was all about imagining what that landscape was like, because it was really otherworldly to try and think about it compared to today. So I think that aspect of it always has some type of creativity associated with it and a lot of imagination, and that's going to appeal to kids every time.
These handcrafted moving animatronics spark the imaginations of dinosaur lovers of all ages.
What kind of dinosaur is that?
T-Rex. He's going to live in a minute. Let's go add another one.
Did you see he's got a little baby?
Yeah. He said, no, don't see my hub. He's a baby. Let's go to your baby one. He said, hello.
The prehistoric forest is just one of the ways the museum is trying to keep exhibits accessible during COVID restrictions. The museum's president and CEO is Luke Swetland.
Bringing back the dinosaurs as a permanent installation, there was an opportunity that presented itself to us because of the public health crisis. But we've done a lot of changing in terms of our programming. We've moved a lot of things online. So even when we're back fully in person, we're going to continue to do a lot of online activities because that gives us a reach that is literally global. So we think we're weathering this very well. And what's most important is we're honoring our mission of being of service to our community, to get people to understand nature, appreciate nature, and therefore want to work with us to help protect nature.
The exhibit opens to the public on February the 20th. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.